Who's there?
There you are. Welcome back to the Dad Podcast, everybody. This is episode 25.
Yeah.
Chad Hoy is still hungover after 7 days in a row of drinking.
Okay. Not seven in a row.
Okay. Six out of seven.
Split it up. It was like 2-3 days in a row.
Okay. Well, Chad, let's just dive right into it. We're back, babies. We haven't spoken really like this in this medium in a week and a half because we record last week's episode 3 days after the episode previous to it.
Yeah.
A week and a half ago. And a lot of things have happened, so we're just gonna get right into it. Chad, what have you been up to?
Yeah, so I went on spring break.
Heard of it?
Yeah, you might have. Yeah, that was good. It was long. I don't know how much I really rested. but you know, it's fine. It was good. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I've done. I don't know if I should, let's just hop right into it. Let's just, I mean, you
saddle up, babies.
Man. Well, one, it is Texas is far.
Yeah, that's a haul.
Yeah, it was a 17-hour drive.
Oh baby.
Yeah, so I just want to be rich enough that I never have to drive that far again. That I can just afford a plane ticket when I feel like it. That'd be fantastic.
That's understandable.
Yeah, so we went to Texas. We were like, it's Jill John's spring break.
Hey. You know?
Yeah, we're like, you know, let's do something. And I was like, I've heard South Padre Island is pretty cool. And so we planned on doing that. And then we have some good friends who live, shout out to my boy Luke, who lives in San Antonio. And then, which is like still very far from South Padre Island. But
is that Cool Hand Luke that you're referencing?
Yeah.
Hey.
Cool handle Luke.
Shout out.
It's Twitter bio. It's cool. I guess. I'm just kidding. It's a cool Twitter bio, Luke. Or handle. Alright, yeah. So we go to San Antonio. First day there. We get there 8 AM. We take naps. And we're like, well, let's go do something. So we go to see the Alamo.
Hey, remember?
Remember? Yeah.
The Alamo was it was underwhelming.
Oh.
But still cool. And I like history, so it actually was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But something I didn't know about the Alamo that became my slogan all week. These guys, there was like a fight between two, like the Texians and the Tejanos, which were like two different groups of people, whatever, it doesn't matter. This isn't a fucking history podcast. Yeah, so there was a fight and the Texians had a cannon and they were like, they shot the cannon at the Tejanos and they were like, come and take it. About the Alamo. So they had a flag that said, come and take it. And they had a hat that said, come and take it.
No
at the Alamo.
Way.
And I bought that hat.
I'm so happy that you did.
And, so I lost that hat in the ocean, but it's fine.
Shit.
I got to wear it for a couple days.
Oh my gosh. What is up with you and I losing articles of clothing in the ocean?
You know, I rented it for $10 a day. That's the way I see it.
You
The ocean read the slogan on the hat, and the ocean was like, you know what, buddy? I'm gonna fucking take it. So it did. Yeah, so, but I still get to wear Luke, who, yeah, I went down to South Padre with Luke. He's one of my BFFs.
South dad.
And his girlfriend. And I also went with John and Zach, who are my roomies, and then Madeline, John's girlfriend. Yeah. And so we go to the Alamo. I get the hat, yada, yada. And then, like, I don't even remember. Oh, we went like, out in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Later, and they had like a pretty cool river walk. It was cool. We got drunk at Coyote Ugly, which I think that's the original one in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie is so good, it's bad. Or so bad, it's good.
I've seen it.
Oh, it's like, yeah. John Goodman's in it.
Oh.
He dies. Spoiler alert.
I think he died?
I did that in the wrong. No, he didn't die IRL yet, I don't think. No, he's still alive. He's in that Conj movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But yeah. He's really picked up his acting game. He's gotten a lot better. Okay, wait. We don't need to...
everything.
Yeah. He's in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He's really good in that.
Oh, I still haven't seen that, but I've heard the soundtrack. It's pretty good.
Very good soundtrack. Yeah, so we go out in San Antonio. We go to Coyote Ugly. We get, for lack of a better word, thrashed. And so we're out on the river walk. I fall down some stairs. I have a really big elbow. Or not elbow. I have a big bruise on my
I have a really big elbow. Humble brag.
No, I have a big bruise on the back of my rider. I got hurt a lot this spring break.
Man.
But... it was good, yeah. So we go to San Antonio, yada, yada. We go back. We sleep. Luke had to work on Monday, so we went and got some, like, food. He got off early. And then we begin the trip to South Padre Island, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Luke also has a label maker. So he printed out the word ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on my hat, and my hat said, come and take it, ladies.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so mad the ocean took that hat.
Me too.
But maybe that's just the ocean. I don't know.
Saving me from gonorrhea. Just kidding. I would not
get gonorrhea willingly.
Yeah. No.
No, don't I'm worry, joking. Mom.
Toad's joking. Mom, if you're listening, I'm pure. Okay, yeah.
Hi,
so
Chad's
let's
mom.
Pure till marriage. All right, yeah. So we go.
Hashtag pure till marriage.
So we take the trip. We're in Luke's parents' minivan kind of thing. It's pretty tight. I watched Seinfeld the whole way down. Yeah, so it was good. So we get to South Padre. It's like Monday night. We're like, you know, we're here. Let's go out. We go to this bar. I'm hungover. We're all hungover. It's fine. Yeah. We go to this bar called Montana's, and it's like...
Of course.
Yeah. This is a bar called Montana's. It's in the southernmost tip of Texas. That's like basically Mexico.
Just the southern tip.
Yeah. Yeah. So we go there. It's great. I mean, I don't know. I just like... We just drank a lot.
Yeah. As you do.
Yeah, I can give you some highlights. I'll just give the highlights because I can't do the whole week. That's going to take a half hour.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, we just drink a lot. We go to the beach. So first day, Luke said to mention Jimmy, so I'm going to talk about Jimmy. We're out there. It's Tuesday. We had 2 days on the beach, Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's Tuesday. We're on the beach. You know, we're all lathered up with sunscreen. Because we don't want to get burned. You know, we're drinking, of course, again.
Uh-huh.
And, you know that when... You know when you're drunk by noon on a Tuesday?
Yes, I've been there once or twice.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we start drinking. We got some really shitty Skol vodka.
Oh, gosh.
And we made, so like I went on spring break with these guys, with like all a lot of the people that were there. We went on spring break to Fort Myers senior year of college, and like me and Zach did
cocaine. It's called a,
no
that's how rumors get started.
I will die if I ever touch, if I even look at cocaine, I'll die. I have heart problems. Not really. I mean, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Just a broken heart.
I'm just fat is all I'm worried about. I don't think my body could handle it. It's like, well, you weigh 3 to 30 pounds and you're going to put that in me? No, thank you. I quit. I'm done.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes. There's that. So there's that. We had these drinks called Vodsky Wodskies.
Sounds and terrible.
It's better than it sounds. It's vodka. You basically just put like 4 shots of vodka, or like half a cup, however. Up is you just fill half of it with vodka.
My throat tightened up thinking about that.
And then half of it with, and then the other half with water. And then you squirt a lot of lemon juice in there. And it's actually not great.
Nope, you didn't sell me.
Yeah, it's not great, but
that's better. That is a spring break drink.
Yeah, it's a good, cause you're hydrating while you're dehydrating.
Oh, no.
And it doesn't taste horrible.
No, so you we tell yourself that, but it gets the job done.
It's bad. It gets the job done. Yeah. So
prison vodka.
Yeah. So I had two of those, you know, by noon. And I'm drunk, and we're like, okay, we're going to the beach, and I'm like, we gotta walk there to there. We're gonna have walked over there, and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. But Luke brought longboards, so me and Luke are longboarding to the beach. I'm drunk, and I how many times are we gonna say I'm drunk? I was drunk, and we. We're on longboards. I had been drinking. We Sounds went to like the drinking. Wrong way for like a mile and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we turn around, and on our way back toward the other beach, there's like two beaches on like opposite sides of like – it's kind of a long area, and we Airbnb'd, so we're not like right by the beach. We're really close, but yeah, so we're longboarding, and I just – I just fall off the longboard, and I scrape my arm pretty good. My left elbow, my left knee, got them both.
Your big elbow?
Yeah.
Oh no.
My big elbow. What's a small elbow?
Remember you were saying earlier you got a big elbow?
No.
Oh, well, I remember it. Cut to a clip.
I have a really big elbow. Wait. You just cut to the clip of me saying it.
Maybe.
That'd be funny. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, so I fall. But I was drunk, so I didn't care. I got up and I laughed. It was funny. We finally get to the beach. We're having fun. It's called Rockstar Beach, and there's, like, music. And, like, there's, like, a DJ. They had a booty-shaking contest.
Did you win?
I did not do it. No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't let me.
Sexist.
Wanted to, yeah. But
check your privilege, DJ Sand everywhere.
But you had to pay to get into that area. But
because of the booty shaking.
Maybe, but my friend Elijah is I don't know. I can't even. I don't know. But there was a lock on this fence.
Mm-hmm.
Took the lock off. I don't think it was like it was like a padlock, but I don't think it was closed. She took it off, and she buried it in the sand.
Oh.
And then
What a badass.
Yeah, like wow. And so she like sneaks in and she's talking, she's chatting up the guard. It's fucking, it's Metal Gear Solid 5. She sneaks in. She's chatting up this guy who's like guarding, not guarding the fence, but like kind of guarding. I mean, I don't know. He's like, they're making sure no one's sneaking in, but apparently not. And like, she talks to him for like 30 seconds. And then all these people realize that this gate is open and someone can walk through it. And 50 to 60 people sprinted through the gate.
Oh my gosh.
And including she did that. Me. Yeah. including me. And so we get inside. We're all in there. It's actually not that lit. It's fine, but there's a booty shaking contest. It's kind of cool.
Contest.
Just and this girl Robin, she's Shabotsky. Like, she's a large black woman,
and not Shabotsky.
She got it.
Yes.
On the stage, it was people Queen. Were chanting aim. It was everything I could have ever wanted. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was like, you know what? Yeah. Maybe Robin isn't like the hottest girl up here, but you know what? She was the best booty shaker, so she won.
The real booty shaking contest was the friendships that you made along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. And then, yeah, so she wins, whatever. I'm like, this isn't that cool. Let's go back outside. I go out to the waves, and I'm drunk.
Being right? drunk in water is one of the greatest feelings in the world.
Oh my god. Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. It feels so good. Like the water was a little cold.
Mm-hmm.
But even so.
But you were peeing every 5 minutes, so you're good.
Yeah, so I liked it. Yeah. You understand me.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. We were at the same 4th of July this past year.
True. I'm coming back this year. Okay, yeah. But so we did. Wait. Real quick.
Yes.
Remember, we did a podcast after 4th of July, right?
Yeah, it was the first one.
That was our first one?
Yeah, and it didn't work, remember?
Oh. Oh, yeah. No, but so we've talked about Nashville on the podcast, though, then.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The girl.
Who
I danced with in Nashville.
Yes.
No, she was not at South Padre. That would have been cool. Oh,
I was going to crap my pants.
But she was back in Nashville this weekend.
Oh.
Was like, where you at? And I was like, I don't live there.
Oh, tell her, but my baby boy Cameron does.
No, she's mine.
I don't think so.
No, she's not. She has a boyfriend. Yes.
So. Oh my gosh, Chad. You and all me. These polyamorous women.
Yeah, something about me and women who have boyfriends. Like, women don't want to be with me, but they want to make me feel wanted a little bit. I don't know what it is.
Gosh. Like, gosh darn Ding Dong Hunter Hayes.
Yeah. Oh, man, we're on the same wavelength tonight. We're on the
wavelength, baby.
Yeah. So, anyway, she was in Nashville, and I just thought that was a weird coincidence. I was like, whoa, I was just on spring break. You're in Nashville. It's weird that... Yeah, so anyway, so I'm drunk, I'm crashing the waves, I'm trying to boogie board on these waves. It did not work. They thrashed me. Okay, I was like, I came back in and I started boogie boarding in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was like this hill, and I was like riding this boogie board down the hill like a surfboard.
Mm-hmm.
The people loved it.
Hell yeah.
But there's this, of all the people, there's this small kid in a green shirt, and he comes up and he's like, will you push me down the hill? And I'm like, sure, man.
I was going to say, there's a weird pause. Will you push me down?
The hill. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, <you're right. laughs> So I'm like, yeah, let's hang out, man. I'm like, what's your name? His name's Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Little kid named Jimmy. I think his mom worked on the beach or something.
Okay. What'd she do to it?
She like cleaned up all the beer cans.
Mm.
Yeah. It was a little sad. Okay, but yeah, so I hang out with Jimmy the first day for like 20 minutes, you know, I push him down the hill a little bit. It's a nice thing. A lot of ladies notice and they're like, oh, that's week.
Before it got weird, when you were hanging out with a boy.
Why is it weird to be nice to a little kid, even if you're drunk?
No, I'm saying it wasn't weird.
Oh, okay, good.
Unless the story keeps going, and then, like, he comes over to your guys' place and smokes a J with you.
No, he was, like, 9, so...
Well, that's why it would be weird.
Yeah, no, that would never happen.
How old were you, Chad?
So hanging out with this kid, I push him down the hill, whatever. He's like, I gotta go. I was like, all right, thank God, because I'm getting really tired of doing this. Yeah, so it's all good. We go back. It's like 6 o'clock, and they just like clear everyone off the beach. Me and Luke are walking with the longboards because for some reason, Luke thought we had to go all the way around all these buildings. We didn't. We just had to walk along the side of like this one hotel. Mm-hmm. That was basically right behind us, but it's okay. He didn't know. So we're walking. This guy comes up and he's like, "Hey, I think I stepped on a jellyfish." And we're like, I'm like, "Do you want me to pee on you?" And the guy's like,
"I just got erect."
And the guy's like, no, I got it." And this guy just whips out his penis and pees on himself.
Why'd he have to announce it to you first?
In front of us. Yeah, I don't know.
Why did he want an audience for that?
He was like, "What are you supposed to do?" And we're like, "Well, they say you're supposed to pee on it." And I was like, "I have to pee if you need." And he's like, "No, it's fine." So thank God I didn't have to piss on this guy's foot. It's fine.
But he did.
But he peed on his own foot. Yeah.
Whipped out his John Dongle.
Yeah.
And peed on himself.
Yeah. And it was, I think I'm going to guess he was drunk.
Hmm.
I don't know, though.
Was there really a jellyfish thing on his foot? Or was he just trying to get away with public urination?
Also a good question. I wonder.
I need answers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we're done there.
Oh, that's it? He just whips it out and pees on himself and you go about your business?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not sticking around. I'm not going to measure it for him, you know?
That's true.
I'm just like, "You good?" And he's like, "Yeah." And we're like, "Okay, we're going to keep going."
Okay.
Yeah. So there was that. It's really hard to remember everything. I got to be honest.
Oh, man.
So the first night, I'm hungover by 7 p.m. We get back and I have a headache and I'm like, I am not drinking anymore today. I can't do it.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, "Let's go out." I'm like, "Okay, I suppose."
You can't stop drinking in a situation like that.
Yeah. None of us have eaten all day.
Gosh.
You know, that's just what you do on spring break. You, like, maybe eat breakfast or lunch, and that's pretty much it, I think, for most people. Yeah. So, we do this. We go out. We, like, try to find a bar that's popping. We end up in Montana's for, like, 3 hours. And in Montana's, no one is there, but there's incredible drink specials there.
Dope.
Like, they have $2 Jose Cuervo shots. Ugh. And, like, $2 beers, and it's great.
Yes.
Yeah, so we do some of that there. And then we walk over to this, like, bigger area where, like, the clubs are.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go to this place. It's a $10 cover. And everyone's like, "Oh," and it's cash only once you're inside. And it's like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah.
You can just do cash only?
The Bellagio?
But once I thought about it, I was like, maybe it's a good business move. Like, you force people to either bring $20 to $40 to $60. There's a $10 cover. People are probably going to bring in $40. They're going to spend it all there, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so not a bad idea really for them, but it was also stupid. Yeah. But we didn't go there because no one wanted to pay the cover. And I'm like, what are we doing? Oh, also Jail John was so drunk. It was unbelievable. He was fine. But he was just being a dick. Oh, that's one. And yeah,
I burped a couple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed him.
That's okay.
Sorry. I gotta get out of the story. Just so much happened. Like,
no, I mean, I've been excited to hear about it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep going. Yeah, so we John's very drunk and he's being a dick, and we're like, all right, well, let's just not go. Well, he's not being a dick, he's just drunk, and he's not. I'm sorry, I'm trying. I gotta empathize a little more than be mad. But we didn't go there. And then we're at this bar next door that's completely dead, and we can hear all the music and laughing, like to the side. and I'm really mad. Because I am, like, I was hungover by 7 p.m., but yeah. I still got a little buzz going, and I'm just very vocal. I'm like, why are we doing this? Someone, we can walk him back, and we can just go party over there. And as I'm getting upset, it was like a movie, Cameron. As I'm getting upset, I'm like, what are we doing? Fireworks go off at this bar.
What?
Like, the bar set off fireworks, and I was like, we just fucking missed that. We just missed the fireworks. I mean, like...
No!
Like, we saw the fireworks go off, and you hear everyone in the bar go, like, screaming, like, woo!
Like the gosh darn 4th of July.
And I was like, what are we doing?
That's incredible.
I was so mad.
When does your movie come out?
Oh man, a movie about my life would be it'd be sad, I think.
My tummy just made a noise. I wonder if the mic picked up on that, cuz it was funny.
I think I heard it.
Did you? It was like ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I thought it was you.
Oh no, that was my belly.
Well, I thought it was your voice. It was you.
Oh yeah. I had egg scramblies and burritos today, and that's about Ooh. It.
Nummy nums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so after that, we all go back. And John, like, I had to, like, carry him back, essentially.
That's cute.
And
he,
it kind of was, except at one point, John made fun of my weight. And I was like,
John, say it ain't so.
I was like, not the time, and I threw him into the grass. And I walked away. And then, and Luke went back and carried John the rest of the way, and Luke was like, the whole way back, this is so funny to me, the whole way back, Luke was like, John just kept saying how strong you were, like, he was... He was in disbelief that you just threw him to the ground like that.
That's hilarious.
Which was so fun. It was so funny to hear. And then I felt bad. I was like, I didn't mean to push him that hard. I was just, you know, come on. Like, I know. Yeah. But yeah, so John didn't remember anything from Tuesday night. Understandably so. Yeah. I do remember everything. I'm just foggy because I'm hungover.
Hungover.
I'm not hungover today. I actually slept on the way back, and then I took a little nappy when we got home. So
that's cool.
I feel all right. So that was just Tuesday night. Wednesday night, honestly, it was a lot of the same, except Wednesday, we're on the beach again. And Jimmy's back. I think because his mom probably cleans there every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hung out with Jimmy way too long. Like, I was like, where's this kid? Where's his family? I need him to go away. Like, he was a nice kid.
What
I know
if Jimmy
that,
didn't
you know,
really
it
exist?
Nice. It was nice that someone gave him attention, I think.
What if Jimmy was a ghost? What if he was dead the whole time?
Oh, God. I don't think so. Everybody else saw him. It wasn't just me.
You had to help him build a sandcastle so he could peacefully move on.
I actually didn't help him build a sand. So
he's still there, haunting the beach, looking for some nice boy from the Midwest to help him build a gosh darn ding-dong sandcastle?
I mean, it's a possibility, but I think he just lives there, and he's a kid who's, you know, mom has to bring him to work with her. That's really what I just think it is.
Whatever. Which is sad.
It's kind of sad. It's okay, though.
I like my version better.
But at least she works on the beach, so he gets to hang out on the ocean, you know?
That's how he died.
Oh, he drowned.
Yes.
Oh, and he has to have someone help him surf out into the waves of eternity.
Like Flipper.
Yeah.
I'm very foggy about the plot line of Flipper.
I don't even... Is it a movie?
Yeah, about the dolphin, you dingus.
Was it a dead dolphin? I do not understand.
No, I think the dolphin died eventually, but as things do.
What about like 13th year?
Oh, that's a good one. But that's about mermaids, not dolphins.
I mean, you know. Same thing.
James Bond, that's the one where they all get drunk in Vegas, right?
Oh, Octopussy. Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing.
Octopussy?
Sorry, Mallory.
Mal, gal pal Mal, just ahead of time, we got an email that you're going to hate.
Uh-oh.
So it's Wednesday. I hang out with Jimmy and Tyler too long. He, like, won't leave me alone. Probably because I gave him attention.
And he's dead. He's a ghost boy. He has one thing he needs to do.
So I start pushing him down the hill. He's like, you go. I do the snowboard thing. He tries to do that. It's kind of cute, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like ups my game with the ladies. Like, the ladies are like, oh, it's so cute.
Playing ruined it. Ruined the cute factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Our three lady followers were just like, they were going, oh, that's actually pretty sweet. Now they're like, nope, F chat again.
And then I say, the ladies love it. And they're like, yeah, okay. chill out. Yeah, so... I push Jimmy down the hill, and then he's like, let's go boogie board in the waves. And I'm like, can you swim?
Nope.
And he's like, no, because I'm a ghost.
I wish he would have, man.
I died in those waves.
Jimmy the friendly beach ghost.
Oh, man. Oh. We go out to the waves. We try to board out there for a while, and he's like, why aren't you doing it? And I'm like, this water's too shallow for me. If I try to boogie board, this board's going to go directly into the sand, and I'm not going to go anywhere. And he's like, let's go deeper. And I'm like, I don't know if we should go. I'm scared that you're going to drown.
Again.
yeah. And he's like, my dad's big like you. And he's like, so I understand the thing with the boogie board. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Kids just say anything they want to.
They do. They do. Yeah. Yeah. Because he's like, why aren't you trying it? And I was like, oh, basically, like, because I'm fat. And he's like, yeah, my dad can't do it either. He's fat. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So then we go in, and Jimmy wants to play tag, so we play tag on the beach I'm trying so hard to pawn this kid off. Like, I, like, tag my friends. I'm like, you guys are it. You go chase Jimmy. God.
Please. And they're like, Chad, I don't see any freaking 9-year-old.
Yeah, no, they did. They helped me. And then I don't remember what happened. Oh, and 2 Chainz is in concert. This entire time, and I'm like, I'm missing 2 Chainz, but actually it wasn't that cool.
Yeah,
I heard it from a distance, and it wasn't that, I mean,
I saw what, Fetty Wap, and was super underwhelmed.
Yeah, it's kind of it. Like, what songs does 2 Chainz have? And also, he's just rapping over a beat, like he's not doing anything cool.
Yeah,
so yeah, not that lit. And then Wednesday night, we go out. Wait, oh. I completely skipped it. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. Tuesday night, when I was hungover, we went to Tequila Sunrise when it was popping.
Mm-hmm.
The night before Monday was when John was drunk. Tuesday night, Zach was really drunk. The twins, they're twins, so they take turns being drunk.
Okay.
Not really on purpose. But
they share a liver. Uh-huh.
That's how it worked out, yeah. And then this night was Wednesday night, and we finally we went to the place that set off the fireworks. And it was really cool. I was like walking. Okay. I was walking behind my friends, because we're like going through this giant crowd of people, because it's spring break and you're at a bar at a spring break place, and it's just insanely crowded. I'm walking behind them, and then this very pretty girl just starts dancing right on me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, later, guys. Like, I'll be for a bit. And just completely lost them. And then that happened for about 15 to 20 minutes. And then I was like, okay, I really should go.
I gotta go clean up now.
No, that's not what happened. I'm stronger than that. And so we... And then as I'm walking away, her friend does the same thing who's next to her. So I'm like, all right, I really gotta go. Thank you for that. her friend puts her butt on me right after that. And I was like, thank you. You're very pretty. I have to go. And I walked away, and I just felt like a badass in that moment. Cause I was like, no, thank you. I don't need this butt on me right now. I got stuff to do.
I don't need this butt on me right now.
And then yeah, once again, I was very drunk, so I think that's what made it easier. Yeah, and then I walk away. I find my friends. Some of them have left, and it's just very confusing. But finally, the bar kind of clears out, and we're like dancing, right? And there's a song that has a killer beat. And I'm doing like, hold on. Yeah.
You walked away from butt grinding girls to dance with your friends.
Who, like, some of them were girls, but like, yeah, because we're there with girls too. But
friends.
Yeah, but they're friends. Yeah. So I went to, because I didn't know where anyone was. I was worried. It had been a while since I'd seen. What?
Go on.
I know. It was probably a bad move, right? Is that what?
No, I just want to hear the rest of the story.
So I find my friends. I'm dancing. Listen, I got killer dance moves, okay? Uh-huh. I'm dancing hard. I'm doing it right.
And then you get into a dance battle with Jimmy the Ghost.
I do not.
Damn it.
He's 9. They wouldn't even let him in, even if he's a ghost.
They can't see him. He can just float through the walls.
No, that didn't happen.
I'm writing this movie, Chad.
I was killing it. And I do... There's a song that has this beat, and I was, like, doing... You know, of course, the whip, ironically, right?
No, white people stole that. We have it now. It's ours.
Yeah, it really... So I go to do the whip, and it's kind of like a slow beat. So I go back and I do like a double bounce on my back foot before I go forward to whip. Oh, right?
Shoot! Yeah,
switching it up. It's pretty tight.
Throwing some mods on that dirty beat.
Yeah, it's like I said, pretty tight.
Mm.
So I go back the double foot, and I've pulled this move off a few times earlier. So, uh-huh. So I feel confident. I'm doing it bigger than I've done it because now people are watching me.
Yeah, I totally understand this. I only dance in when I'm drunk in clubs.
Yeah, exactly. So I've got the attention of these people around me. One of the most beautiful women I've ever seen is watching me. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill this fucking whip. Which is even ironic. Like, I really do it ironically, because, like, people were like, oh, it's funny, but also, like, he's got some rhythm, right? You know?
Yeah. We have to, yeah, I get it. I totally understand.
That's how fat men dance.
Uh-huh, right? I'm captivated. Yeah. I'm in it.
I do a lot of hip thrusting, because it's kind of fun. That's also like, wow, he can move those hips.
Yeah, it's like Chris Farley in the Chippendale sketch on SNL.
Okay, no.
Oh, that's how I dance.
Oh, that's hurtful for me. You take your shirt off?
Yeah.
You do not.
Not recently. I didn't mean to offend you. I was being completely serious.
No, I was kidding.
Okay. Also, when I said the white people stole the web, I just meant that we made it not cool because we do it all the time.
No, it was never that cool, actually, though.
I think it was pretty cool.
In my opinion. Oh, okay, well, that's fine. I'm anyway. Part of
the problem.
Anyway. So this beautiful girl's watching me. A lot of other people are watching me. And I'm like...
A lot of less beautiful girls.
A lot of less beautiful girls. Still beautiful, but not as beautiful. And I go back to do the whip. Uh-huh. And I do... So I bounce on my back foot twice.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm bouncing on my back foot twice,
uh-huh.
This floor is very wet. I knew it was very wet. I don't know why. I think everyone in the room had spilled a drink at some point. But the floor is very wet. And wow. So I'm going back. I do the double bounce on my back foot. I slip a little bit. I'm like, okay, it's cool. We'll just counter it. We'll go forward on the whip. We're going to land a little harder. It'll be all right. I go forward on the whip. Front foot goes down, immediately slips.
No!
I couldn't even catch it. I couldn't even catch myself. My front foot slips, and I do the fucking splits. Frontward, backward.
Oh.
With my fist out, like my fist forward, because I was whipping.
Oh my gosh, that's kind of awesome.
It's kind of awesome, but also not that cool, because... I do the splits, and I'm like, I can't do the splits, and I bail out of it.
Oh.
And I just fell on my ass. And so, like.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to rip my pants either, and I was afraid that might happen if I went for it.
You got to commit at that point.
No, I don't want to rip my testicles like Andy in the office.
You have to. You effed up.
Yeah, so I fell. And everyone's like, oh!
That doesn't feel good.
And then these two guys are like, oh, you're good, and they, like, help me up. And I stand up. It was a little bit like a movie. Like, I get up, I go down, and everyone's like, oh! And then I jump up off the ground, and I'm like, I'm good! And everybody's like,
This is like if elevator pitches for movies.
Yeah.
This is like if we were stuck in an elevator and you're trying to convince me to buy your movie and I am sold as long as Jimmy's a ghost.
Yeah. So it worked. So even though I felt it worked out pretty well. Yeah. And so that was Wednesday. And then it was Thursday.
The order of the days of the week go.
Yeah, so we wake up Thursday and we head to Austin, Texas, to visit my dear friend Eric for his birthday.
Danger Rose?
What's up?
Eric Danger Rose?
Yeah. He doesn't listen to the podcast, though, because he's an asshole. But So we go up there to visit him. Not a lot really happened. We went up the first night and we kind of got up there a little bit late. So we just got up. And we like hung out, smoked some cigars.
I saw that great, great picture on Facebook.
Thank you. That was the second day. I smoked 3 cigars in less than 24 hours.
That's healthy.
Yeah, no, it was. But I love cigars now. I didn't.
Won't do a little cocaine. I get it.
I've never really smoked like an entire cigar. Like I've like puffed on a cigar. But it was awesome. Yeah. So. We smoked some cigars that night. It's pretty cool. And then the next day, Friday, we like hang out a little bit at their pool. That's the picture you saw.
Okay.
Smoke cigars, hang out. And then we go out for Eric's birthday in Austin. Austin is an awesome city, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And listen, if I don't move to Nashville, probably going to move there. So just beware.
That's fair. I'll visit.
Please.
We don't even live there yet.
I know, but I applied for like 30 jobs there today.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'm serious.
You should work at rallies in Texas.
Yeah, it's called Checkers down there.
Oh, shoot.
Dumbass. Yeah, so that was pretty much it. I got hammered on Friday, and then we drove back Saturday morning, and nice. Now I'm here.
Yeah. Hey! I'm glad you had such a good week, man.
That took so long. Yeah, so sorry, but and that's not even everything, but I can't remember everything. So
it's okay.
Not because I blacked out. I'm just really bad at remembering things.
Yeah, yeah.
you know that.
Yeah. Well, hate mail?
Yes, sir.
How about that segue? How about that professional stellar podcasting right there? I quote, hate mail? So let's do it. We've got, just had a cold chill. Sorry about that. We have 6 emails.
Holy.
We have 2 emails from 2 people twice, if that makes sense. So we have 4 different people sending us mail, but there are six mails. There's 6 emails. And here we go. I'm going to read. Well, it's just you want to start at the top and work our way backwards. That'd be funny.
Like do the top newer one. First?
Yeah.
Sure. I got to get there. Okay,
that's fine. I can read this first one. Oh.
My Gmail app is.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
This is. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I can't look away. All right. So, first of all, I'd like to apologize for not mentioning Jordan Kenyon in the last episode of the podcast. He is now gone forever.
Yeah, that happened.
But from the void, he sent us hate mail.
The void.
And all it is a subject line, quote, "Here you go, fuckers," end quote. And there's an animated GIF of a very realistic-looking dick butt.
Ew!
Yeah, that is the most disturbing thing I've seen this week.
Oh, my God.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
How about, for those listening at home, do you see that?
We'll put it on the Twitter.
We should, because I don't want to be the only 2 people that are looking at. Oh, there's hair on the... Oh! That's so bad.
This is Jordan. What the hell, man?
Oh, man. We deserve that, though.
We did. Sorry we didn't mention you.
I'm so sorry. All right. You want to move to the next one?
Let's delete that one. Okay, yeah.
Refresh, and it's gone. All right.
Okay. Do you want to read them the newest first?
Yeah. Wait.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? No, let's read. John sent us 2, so let's read his first one first and then the next one.
All right.
So you read those.
All right. So this is from John 8 days ago. He says, subject line reads, "Get your aloe ready."
Well, I'm not going to jerk off right here.
Oh, my God. Okay. Allo, my God. Am I right? Okay, yeah. So,
aloha. Welcome to the island.
So the body reads, "So last week you guys complained that you had no hate mail, so I felt obligated to give you what you so recklessly asked for."
What you so recklessly asked for?
1. Cam, my guy. "Damn, dude, your burps are beyond disgusting. My ears literally get ulcers listening to the moist gases that emerge from your body. One can imagine that the stench itself smells like an unhealthy combination of Cheetos and Mountain Dew." That would be accurate, John. That would be very accurate.
Oh, man. I haven't drank Mountain Dew since 6th grade. That's a lie. I drank it in high school. Sorry.
Anyway, 2. Chad, bro, I understand weakness when it comes to women. However, the weakness you experience is similar to when Superman dove into the water to get that kryptonite spear in Batman versus Superman. God, can I read a fucking sentence? Batman versus Superman.
Joke's on you, John. No one saw that movie.
Yeah, I did not see it either. Yeah, and he says, essentially dead on arrival, just floating there helplessly. Three, Cam, the linger joke is pretty old now. Time for it to retire and never emerge again. You know what does emerge unwanted? The greenish-orange cloud of farts and Cheeto dust from your couch cushions when someone sits down. It probably looks like a mushroom cloud from Hiroshima and has similar chemical potency to Agent Orange. Way to unintentionally gas your guests. I'm sure there's an inappropriate Hitler joke in there somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Number four. Chad.
Go on.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
You're my boy and all, but grow some balls, man. Tinder girls ain't shit. Disregard females, acquire currency, then they will come. In all seriousness, good on you for losing. Oh, wait. I'm all seriousness. Good on you. Nice time, Sean. Good on you for losing weight. I'm going to miss being able to throw a rock or ball at you and have it catch in your orbit. Okay, I was never that fat. Let's get this.
Shit. Damn.
All in all, you guys are awesome. Keep doing your thing. Your episodes are the highlight of my week. And fuck with that Larry WACHS said.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, if you're going to base an entire episode off of the first 2 minutes of a show, means that he has no patience for anything in life and will probably die alone. More power to you guys. Your fan, John. Thanks, John. That guy was a dick.
We need to talk about this. It made my day. I was having a bad day. And this guy on our Dad Podcast Twitter, he quotes our link to one of the episodes, I guess 8 days ago, whenever the newest episode was. And he's like, this is how you don't do a podcast. 2 minutes in and nothing interesting happened. Sad. It felt like, he didn't say sad, but I just wanted to throw in the Trump thing because that's what it sounded like. And I like quoted it back and I like did the cool face emoji and like two pointing fingers, like finger guns.
And then I also quoted it and said, we agree.
Oh, it's true.
But our podcast is a lot like Seinfeld. It's about nothing. If you can't accept that, then fucking get out of here. Yeah. Okay?
And we have people like John who take the time to tell us that we do. We're the highlight of his week quote. Thanks, John, for that. We're putting that one on the thanks, John.
Okay. Here's the other one from John from one day. John, our faithful compadre. All right, so the subject line reads,
holy oh, no.
Never again. John, man, John, you write a lot. Okay, so the body reads.
Oh, no.
I like it. The body reads, okay, hold the fuck up. This shit is about to get real. Never ever again do I want to hear Just a Tip with Terrence. That shit gave my ears ulcers, my brain a tumor, and made me want to drive my car into a lake. Like, damn. Next, Cam, what the hell is wrong with your lungs? Seriously, it sounds like you have tuberculosis. The 1800s called. They want their fucking disease back. Get that shit checked before you start the next plague. Chad. I'm
much better now, thank you.
Chad, I no longer believe that you are making an EP. Okay, listen, it's coming. It's coming. I no longer believe that you're making an EP, but I'm sure you're getting a lot of fame down on that beach, right? Many Star Wars fans are probably eagerly seeking Jabba the Hutt's autograph, so you got that going for you.
Oh.
Caddyshack meme here. Oh. Okay. I'm upset.
Oh, man. Oh, savage.
I lost weight.
We need the aloe message on this email.
Yeah.
Damn.
This one is for Gal Pal Mal. Pussy. I'm done. Speaking of pussy, go look at this guy's YouTube channel. His name is Eat That Pussy. And look for his video specifically talking about LeSean McCoy getting traded to the Buffalo Bills. It's hilarious. Maybe not appropriate for the podcast, but I'll let you look at that for your enjoyment. By far one of the most hilarious reactions I've seen. Also, I have a couple more of those rhymes for you. Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Uh-huh.
Don't be a dummy. Come on her tummy. Oh, right, God.
Writing them down.
Butt sex is wild. It won't cause a child. That was the best. That was the best one. Also gross. Okay. You're welcome. Peace. John.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, John, for those emails that I now I'm afraid to ever read emails on here again. So thank you for those.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Now you get to read Sam's emails.
Okay.
Sam's going to hate this episode, judging by the first sentence in this next email.
Okay. This comes from our buddy Sam. He has two. So this is from 8 days ago. The subject line says, story time. Dear dad bodies. That was me. He didn't write in a burp. I had Cheez-Its right before the filming. Right before the recording of this episode.
Please sponsor us Cheez-Its.
Cheez-It. I will do anything for you. You want me to kill Chad?
Done. No. No, don't do it. I'm afraid of death.
You want Chad to hang out with Jimmy for real? Done.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Chad, learn how to tell a fucking story. You speak English, right? I love hearing about our beloved PTG as much as anyone, but good Lord, hearing you attempt telling what should be a 5-minute story in 20 is pure torture. And Cam, shut the fuck up when Jizz Fist is telling his story. You only add more painful minutes to the god-awful tale. Literally, nobody wants to hear your quirky remarks or shit opinions during story time. So next time you ask Chad a question, keep your fucking mouth shut until he's done. Especially your disgusting burps. You fucking over-easy meat wallet. Meat wallet, band name, or porno?
Oh. Over easy meat wallet.
Also, start speaking into your fucking mic when you talk. I can hear Chad's monotonous bellows with the volume on 1, but have to basically crank up my speakers because you probably enjoy putting your phone down and watching yourself drink craft beer in the mirror while you speak. That is my fault. I've had my microphone down a lot, and I'm sorry. I thought it would help. Keep up the good work. P.S. Keep going to the gym. We all know you eat too many spahogies anyway. Pretty sure you're the reason they invented double doors. That's really good. PPS. Fuck off.
God, Sam's burns are fucking incredible.
Those were really good. And now there's... Oh, wait. This is... Okay, yeah. This is also from Sam. It's a short but sweet one. This one's sweet. The subject line is question for Tear Bear. Saul, dude. Freaking love that name.
God.
And Sam said, Saul. And Terrence would like to reply. Saul, dude. All right. Thanks for that, Terrence. Now a question for Chad and Steven. Who's Steven?
Yeah, that's a really... I don't know. You mean you?
I don't know. Now a question for Chad and Steven. Maybe he did mean Cameron, and his Sprint Samsung Galaxy S7 changed it to Steven. Get a speak pipe so we can send you hate voicemail, yeah? Oh, that'd be cool.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's an app.
All right, we can do that.
That'd be kind of fun. We'll look into that, Steven.
Are you going to read this from my Samsung Galaxy iPhone S7 or no? No,
because you just did. But thank you. That's why I made that very specific reference a second ago.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I know. I was telling the people, Chad.
All right, and then I can read this one from Bo.
Yeah, because I don't want to read it and sound like I'm jerking myself off.
You do that a lot anyway. Okay, so...
Not on the podcast.
How do I know? I can't see you.
That's a good point.
Anyway, so this is from our good, faithful listener, Bo. Bo says, subject line reads, Cameron's concert, and then the body reads, I'm currently sitting at the Elks Lodge listening to Cameron's phenomenal music. All right, I need to take something up with that.
Uh-huh.
It's not just phenomenal. It's fucking fantastic.
Thank you. Have you actually listened to it yet?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. It's fine if you haven't. Just don't lie about it. Called you anyway, out.
So back to the...
Yeah.
Back to the email. I'm currently sitting at the Elks Lodge listening to Cameron's phenomenal music. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate people who say they're going to do music and then actually provide music for people to listen to. Cough, Chad, cough. And then the little tongue out, half-closed eye emoji.
Uh-huh.
For real, though, awesome show.
Thank you, Bo.
Bo, listen. It's been addressed twice in this episode by two separate people.
Uh-huh.
The EP, I swear to you, is a thing that is coming. Do not worry. Me and Anderson are making it. I swear. It's coming. So Bass got tracked. I think I said that like a month ago, but it did. And I think he... is finalizing things on that. And then we're going to do guitar. Yeah, sure. It's been almost a year. I get it. But, good things are worth waiting for, people. You just got to be patient. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so,
to Bo, I'd like to say thank you for being there and for sending me this email and for being really cool. I appreciate that. Chad, I understand you were having fun on spring breaky, but yeah. You missed a hell of a night, man. It was so fun.
I actually wasn't having fun that night because that's when we drove there.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, good things come to those who sit and wait on them.
Yeah. I really do wish I could have been there.
I know. It's okay, though. I'm just saying, though,
yeah.
Can I talk about it for like a second and then we'll get out of this episode?
Yeah, talk about it. You should.
It was like, I didn't know what to expect because I didn't really plan it. My dad and Jenny, I'm not going to say her last name, but Jenny, one of our friends up there, she runs a local business and helps out with the venue. Like, I mean, she's like a big part of the people who own the venue that we played at. And they just like went all out like promoting this and like... decorating it and everything. So it was just like, we had like 150 people in there, just like a bunch of friends and family and like listeners and people who had seen me play before. Like I've been playing shows in Wabash for like the last like 7 years. And but this is the first time I ever did it with a band. And like we had like koozies and sunglasses and balloons and t-shirts and CDs for sale. And like, it was awesome. It was just a party. Everyone was the way it was like standing room, and then there were like tables off to the side and then tables in the back, and there was like a full service bar open.
Nice.
Drink specials, like and then like there's this big like dance floor that me and the band were standing on, and man, it was just so cool. I think I've never had more fun performing.
Yeah.
And I think everyone had a good time, and I sold a crap ton of CDs. So if you were listening and if you were there, I appreciate you showing up and celebrating that with me. It meant a lot to me. Like, Bo, thank you, Bo. It was a lot of fun. And go listen to Staircase Wit online. The new record will be out digitally next month, or you can get a physical copy from me if you just hit me up. This has been, it was good to catch up with you again, baby boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I spoke for 45 minutes.
It's okay. I enjoyed it. I really did. I love your storytelling, and I can't wait to watch the movie. I'm sold. We're making it.
Let's do it. I could do it. I just need to, you know what? I'm going to start pursuing acting. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, not really, though. That's too hard. Oh, also, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
I ordered a sick laptop with my tax refund, and I'm going to get a microphone. And sound quality is going to go way up on this bitch. So just want you guys to know, we're going to be famous soon. The only thing holding us back is sound quality.
That's the only thing.
Not the content.
Yeah.
It's the sound quality.
Only one thing holds us back, and it's the sound quality.
But yeah, so like Sam complained about sound or whatever, that's going to get better. So that'll be tight.
And then we're going to take off like a mother-hugging rocket ship.
Yeah, like just unbelievably so. It's going to be tight. So, yeah. Cool. Well, let's get the, let's end this shit.
Yeah, if you want to send us your hate mail or grievances, song links, YouTube links, gifts of dick butt. Don't do that one. You can reach us at hoyweave@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you want to follow me on social media, this is your boy Chad Hoy. You can follow me on Snapchat at CHADHOY and Twitter at CHADHOY. And then the Dad Podcast Twitter. We do some fun things on there. Cameron posted a weird thing of Shrek and Mike Wazowski the other day.
I forgot about that. I was drunk.
Yeah, that's THE_DadBodcast. And then if you don't know how to spell that by now, then you're not listening.
Break it up into three words. They're short words.
Yeah.
You can figure it out.
Cam, where can we find you on social media, my friend?
Oh, boy. I'm on Twitter at LavinousCam2. That's LavinousCam in the number 2. You can also find me on Instagram and Snapchat at LavinousCam. Sometimes Terrence shows up there. And, listen to my music. Search Staircase Wit. It's the band, not the Neck Deep song. But the Neck Deep song is good, too.
They have a song called Staircase Wit?
Yeah. It came out like a couple years after Mitchell like came up with the name Staircase Wit. Well, not came. I mean, he saw the name Staircase Wit.
But yeah. Really?
Yeah, and it's really good. I was like, man, this is so cool. But now like people are going to think that I named my band after a song title like Coffee Eyes. But they're a good band. I like Coffee Eyes. Listen to Coffee Eyes, too.
On YouTube. There's some that have done that, and it's worked out well, so...
Yeah. But where can they find you on Twitter, Chad? Did you just say that?
We have already done that.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to go. High? What?
Are you high?
No, man.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast. I think that's we've wrapped this up. 10 minutes ago. Yeah, so
we had a lot to talk about, though. Thanks so much for tuning in. How about us putting out content every week like we said we would? New year, new us. Love you.
Bye-bye.